the correct meaning at all. But it's Thai language now. So when we learn Buddhism, we have to understand what we said before correctly.
So attracted to learn lots of terms and Pali terms.
Do you forget visible object? This is what I usually ask, to remind. That is what we usually forget.
And go straight to people and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not just trying to know it, but to just understand as soon as it appears.
So dog, the sound of dogs and birds is already...
Nimitta.
Nimitta, yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Of sound.
Even it's not dog and bird yet, it's nimitta already.
Yes.
Because of the succession of its arising and falling away.
That's actually exactly what I wanted to ask about. Today when I was lying down, I found this. If people did not interpret different colors or translate them into shape and form, they would not conceive them as beings, people, or things. Therefore, when we see and we are then absorbed in the shape and form, in the outward appearance, nimitta, and the details of things, we should know that this occurs only because color appears. When colors appear, we think about them, interpret them, and translate them into shape and form of different things. And what I was wondering today, I can't really clearly express this question, but it seems that seeing visible object and conceiving based on that...
Would you like to read again, please?
Sure. If people did not interpret different colors or translate them into shape and form, they would not conceive them as beings, people, or things. Therefore, when we see and we are then absorbed in the shape and form, in the outward appearance, nimitta, and the details of things, we should know that this occurs only because color appears. When colors appear, we think about them, interpret them, and translate them into shape and form of different things. And it seems that seeing visible object and the way we conceive on that, compared to hearing sound and the way we conceive on that, what we see, people, that concept is so strongly locked, and it's very difficult not to believe that we are seeing people. But, for example, when we hear something, the concept that comes from hearing and sound is not, I can't quite express it, is not as strongly formed. So it's easier to understand that what we think about when we hear is just a concept, but when we see, it's harder to believe that we're not seeing people.
Shall we talk just about one doorway at a time? Mm. For example, right now, only color, right? Without the memory of the nimitta, there can never be the tree and people, one by one, little by little. That's why it shows the rapidity of the arising and falling of realities. So what appears is only nimitta. So I know that this is what. But actually, without memory and thinking, it's only that which is now appearing. That's all. So in order to know the truth of it, there must be the understanding of what appears now as it is. Because there's not even the idea of visible object from birth at all. Whenever they see it, because of the rapidity, it becomes something all the time. That's why it appears together or at the same time of nimitta all the time. Only the development of right understanding can begin to understand reality as it is. Before there can be no one, no people, only different realities through different doorways. It begins from hearing. And what is meant by patipatti is not doing anything, but it's while the theoretical understanding develops, it will condition moment of beginning to understand reality by itself, by sati and by panya, which we call the sati sampajanya, or sati, which understand that which appears directly. And this is what the teaching taught us to understand, how to understand whatever appears through the six doorways. So there's no doubt now about the idol.
There is.
No kunsukin. Because only colors, different color, right? But as soon as there is seeing, kunsukin is in memory. But actually it's only, if you go away, no kunsukin, because no color, which arises with the four primary rupas, to be remembered as kunsukin.
But if I reach and grab Jonathan's leg and pinch him,
yeah.
Jonathan will...
No, it's only touching, and the idea of something there to be pinched.
But it's going to be a long time until I can...
That's why it's the development of right understanding from the beginning to the moment of becoming enlightened. No doubt about realities. Because doubt is also anusaya, vichikicchanusaya, and tittanusaya, the two. One is the wrong view, and the other is doubt. So doubt will completely eradicate it when makkajitta, sotapatti makkajitta arise. No doubt anymore.
Do doubt and avijja always arise together? Or are they always together?
Whatever is unwholesome, there must be avijja as its root. Not knowing or understanding reality as it is. That's why the paticca smuppada begins with avijja. Condition whatever, kusla or akusla. Because there's still avijja, not understanding reality. Avijja is not the word, but it's that which cannot understand reality right now.
And it's like a black sheet, moha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very thick. Very thick. As thick as mountain or...
Yeah.
Very concrete.
Hiding the visible object.
Yeah.
Yeah, hiding the visible object, but we're talking about doubt, and that's even worse in a way.
No, there is the beginning of understanding now. To wear away doubt little by little, until it's completely gone. And by this, we can see the panya of the Buddha himself, how great it is. Without his enlightenment, nobody can know. Whatever is seen now is just visible object with memory. Take it for something all the time. That's why what is seen is as when there is Dhamma talk, to be a reminder to understand that which is seen now.
And is avijja related to seeing invisible object thicker or deeper than hearing and sound, or is that
as
just...
As long as there is no understanding directly, the characteristic of nama and rupa is only speculation. That which sees now is unlimited because no shape, no form, and everything, the previous kusla and akusla are accumulated in it. All are dhammas and all are mental dhammas. No shape, no form. Which condition, whatever appears now. Like when there is attachment because of the anusya of kamaraka anusya, the attachment to the sensuous object.
Phil, there's also this that different objects through different doorways, according to people's accumulations, some would know one and someone else would know another.
Or have more ignorance about one than the other.
Yeah.
I think what you're saying is it may be that for some there is more ignorance of one object through one sense door than another, but to speculate and to think there's likely to be more of this or more of that, then it's unhelpful because it's just thinking about it.
The proof is that it's the understanding of whatever appears now. You don't have to think whether we have more or less.
Again, it's self, again, otherwise.
Ajahn always asks, is there seeing now? I haven't heard you say, is there smelling now? Or, well, no, that's not true. You talk a lot about hardness.
With a visible object, how can there be I smiling? Because there's always seeing. That's why Buddha taught about seeing and visible object.
First.
the first.
Yeah. Just a short comment about saying that sound does not seem to be so hard to understand.
That it's just a concept rather than a...
Yes. And yet here, do we think that that is concept or bird?
It just seems we don't have a strongly formed concepts based on sound. That's not always true. Of course, it's because this is a new bird for me that I haven't heard before. This concept is not formed, but with what we see, it just seems that the concept is much more, I keep saying locked in, I don't know quite how to put it, but it's going to be harder to see through, to understand through that sheet of mohawk compared to that related to hearing, maybe. I don't know.
Do you think that's because intellectually you're having a harder time of it? I don't know whether it's going to be harder or it's not harder. Yeah. But once there's sufficient bunya, there will be conditions to understand seeing an invisible object or another sense object and sense door.
Let's say you think of a loved one. Let's say our memory of a photograph of a loved one compared to...
Oh, even there's no photograph.
Yeah.
Only thinking about.
Thinking of our visual memory of a loved one and the memory of a loved one's voice. It seems that the visual memory
is... it different from the dream? You can dream about that. It means that they can be thinking about that, no matter visible object or sound. So
no
dreaming
rules.
Is thinking.
I think all I was attempting to say was that sound is no easier to understand than visible object.
I think what Phil is saying is that for him, whenever there has been any understanding, it has been of sound.
When I started talking about this, it's just when I was reading this passage and I realized that, of course, like everybody, I still believe that people are real, of course, and the visual related...
Excuse me, if you don't call it sound, it's a reality which is unknown, like seeing an invisible object. If you don't use that term, whatever appears is unknown to citta at that very moment, as it is.
But Sarah, I think you were saying before the Buddha mentioned seeing first, and you said we are always...
The eye, because most common.
Most common. Most common in terms
there's
of...
There's always visible object appearing.
Okay, well, I guess that's what I'm getting at. Isn't there always sound appearing or always...
And if you don't call it visible object or sound, it's that which citta is experienced. The same, no understanding, no matter what we call it, visible object or sound.
I think it's quite common, quite a lot of people say, and you say many Thais say that, like Phil, they say that they find the eye door the hardest or visible object hardest, but do you think this is just...
Because they don't know that without name they're all difficult.
There is a sense though in which what we take to be the world is what we see through the eyes rather than what we hear through the ear door, although of course that's an integral part of it, but if we were to describe to anyone what the world is like, it's basically what we see through the eyes, isn't it?
Yeah. I remember one time hearing Jonathan talk, and I can even remember where I was walking when I heard you talking about it. There seems to be a difference between seeing an visible object and thinking and mental mind object. It seems that we create mind object. We create our thoughts rather than... But can a thought be vipaka? I don't quite understand that. No. And mind object.
Citta arises so rapidly, and whatever it is, we cannot change at all. There can be the idea that I create, but actually it's different cittas arising and falling in succession.
But mental object as vipaka, is that?
What is vipaka now, for example? There is seeing. Who knows that it's vipaka without thinking? But the vipaka or the seeing is different from thinking, as much as we can know. So panya can see the difference between seeing and thinking. Even we don't name or call it, this is vipaka and that is not vipaka. We are used to take words to find out the reality or the truth of it. But actually, there are realities that should be known instead of trying to know what it's called. For example now, seeing, no need to say that it's vipaka, as long as there is no understanding of the distinction between that and thinking.
So only when we understand that distinction is the only time that understanding vipaka has any meaning.
Yes.
So we can't understand vipaka without understanding mm-hmm. the cittas that follow. Mm-hmm.
So we learn from book all about this, but not understanding whenever it appears. The other way around is study realities, and then when one comes across the teachings, one knows why it's that vipaka and not vipaka.
One thing you mentioned yesterday was about reflections on age and death, karma sakata, I think, on karma, but actually without any understanding of seeing, hearing moments of vipaka and moments of karma and the distinction, then just reflecting on karma in a general sense is meaningless, really.
And there can never be the understanding of realities without the understanding pariyatti. More and more, until it can condition moment of awareness with right understanding of it. Like vipaka, no need to call it anything, or vipaka, because now there is seeing, that's all.
What actually is pariyatti understanding? Is it intellectual understanding of the present moment?
When it's not about realities, it's not pariyatti.
Okay. But it's about realities arising at this moment.
Realities.
Not future, yeah. Not past, but realities arising now.
What we call past is the reality which is completely gone.
Right. And one can only think.
But there must
be
reality, otherwise how can there be past and future mm-hmm. and present?
I want to follow up on that somehow. Thinking about the Dhamma. I guess I'm trying to zero in on what is thinking about the Dhamma with understanding.
The understanding understands. Mm. And it is not the understanding of what appears through the eyes, ears, nose, tongue. So it's the understanding of that which is the object.
And the object could be what appears through the sense doors or what appears through the mind door.
What appears to the sense door does not have any word at all.
Right.
And understanding it is moment from learning about it. So at that moment of understanding it, it's not the intellectual understanding from learning.
No, that would be
direct understanding.
Direct understanding, satipatthana. Mm-hmm. So I guess what I'm looking for is what is intellectual understanding.
Wise thinking? Can there be unwise or wise thinking as well?
Yes.
Okay.
So
when it's
thinking.
Not the understanding of reality, it's the wise thinking of the terms and the words. Like now, there can be thinking and seeing, and there can be right understanding of both of them, one at a time. Mm-hmm. That even thinking is a reality which thinks.
And thinking about them, not direct experience of them, but thinking about them.
But there can be understanding thinking as a reality.
Yes.
All dhammas are objects of right understanding. Through six doorways.
And pariyatti understanding would be, again, of thinking as a reality.
Correctly. Which will lead to understanding reality right now as
right.
it is.
So thinking correctly
is,
can you finish the sentence?
Is the kusala with panya which thinks. For example, they can be thinking of the word Dhamma with understanding or without understanding. It can be only the memory of the term Dhamma, but at the same time when one understands what Dharma is, there can be longer story about Dharma. So that moments are moments of right thinking about Dhammas, not about other things. But it's thinking, only thinking, not me.
And isn't it also the same with any term like khanda or jhāvana cittas or visible object or any aspect of the Dharma? It can be reflected on now with or without wise attention.
Yes.
It could be just repetition and memorization with in ignorance, or it could be with understanding, and only right understanding can know at any moment.
Okay. This is helping. I think I'll probably have another question later.
Because even something like visible object that's seen now, we could actually repeat the same words and think the same phrase, but it could be with or without wise attention. So.
Right. And the wise attention would be to visible object or thinking?
Well, it would be at that moment of thinking about visible object, thinking with or without wise attention about the nature of visible object at that moment.
Okay.
So we might say visible object now is that which is seen, but again, that might be a wise attention that really understands at that level, the visible object is what is appearing, or it might be just repeating what we've just heard someone say.
And the repeating what we've just heard someone say
may not be, so again, only right understanding to know at that moment, to know.
Okay.
So that's why it's not just the words or just what it said in the Abhidhamma.
No, I understand that part. I think we use this umbrella of intellectual understanding and probably need to avoid using the word intellectual in its conventional sense.
That's
because that just means thinking.
But when it's not direct understanding, it has to be intellectual understanding.
So the object of the wise attention was a visible object.
Yes.
It would no longer be pariyatti.
Right.
It would be
patipatti. I think I understand what makes it patipatti, but I'm still uncertain what makes it pariyatti, because it's not pariyatti if we're just repeating.
When it's not direct understanding, it's pariyatti.
If it's with panya.
If it's with panya. Yeah. But just repeating a term that one has heard without panya is not pariyatti.
Like chanting without understanding.
Okay.
Just saying there are five khandhas now or something like that.
And we say it's understanding about rather than understanding of.
Yes.
Directly.
Yes. And does it need to be understanding about the realities appearing now, not just thinking about realities
as an abstract?
Yes.
So pariyatti must be panya.
Yes.
Not just only thinking. Panya at level of understanding the sorry concept of realities. At moment of listening to the Buddha's teaching, monks in the old days, how come they to become enlightened without understanding the teachings? Mm.
So Ken, you just said something that rang a bell. The understanding.
Oh, about not abstractly thinking about visible object. For example, it must be the visible object now that's taken into consideration. You say you understand patipatti, which is direct understanding of the reality now, right?
Mm.
Now there's visible object. So what do you think must be before this, when the panya is still needs to be developed? It must be, again, about this. Only there's no direct understanding, just a conceptual.
Mm-hmm.
Because even without understanding, we make references to seeing and hearing and sound, which is now.
Mm-hmm.
Only in those cases, it's not having any idea about them as being Dhamma, or because we take them for me seeing and seeing people and things. But after hearing and some understanding, then it's understanding that this seeing experiences visible object. not people and things. Mm-hmm. So that's intellectual understanding.
I think this is one of those questions that it's just a question without an answer for me because there's no understanding, but I don't understand what wise attention is compared to mindfulness.
Whenever there's right understanding, it's there. Can anyone know all the chetasikas arising with one citta at a time? And wise attention is one.
But sati is also there at those times.
Right.
Yeah, another reality.
And do they have different characteristics?
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they must be the same.
Can you help me understand the different characteristics?
What are you interested so much?
Right now? Mm-hmm. Listening to Dharma.
Okay, that is it.
Attention. And baseball.
Attention.
So the fact that right now I'm very interested in listening to Dharma, that's wise attention.
So that is attention, it's not interest. Different reality again. All jetasikas, some are very close, that it's very difficult to say or to tell, to distinguish them.
Manasikara is also chetasika that arises with every...
Right.
But...
Mm-hmm. Depending on whether that moment is kusla or akusla, or vipaka.
But manasikara can be akusala, kusala, but
vipaka?
Wise.
Thank you, yeah.
And it turns to the object,
I think. Like attention to whatever you are interested. That's why people have different skill because of different degree of attention.
And mindfulness is not forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different, I can sort of sense there's a difference there.
But when it does not appear yet, it's useless to think about it.
Yeah.
It's only speculation.
But I think you helped me understand a little bit there, thank you.
To understand that there's no self, no matter its attention or intention or whatever it is.
So if there is no direct knowing of, for example, what manasikara is and one is speculating about its nature, you would say this is not pariyatti, this is...
When there's understanding, it's pariyatti. Yeah.
But otherwise it's just speculating.
It's only chanting.